You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Annual celebration held on May 5th. It's observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla.
Oh, yeah. And today is the ultimate Taco Tuesday.
You just thought it was time for margaritas and tacos. It's celebrating a victory.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a victory tonight, baby.
What do you mean?
Because I'm going to eat some tacos tonight, man.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to break my little diet.
You've been on a diet?
Yeah, I started yesterday.
24 hours, are you already off?
I ain't going to be off, but you know, they'll be healthy tacos. If there's such a thing. I'm definitely going to get me a victory tonight.
You think you're going to have maybe carne asada on it or chicken?
I'm going to just do chicken.
Did you know that there's a meat shortage that's being predicted?
Oh, Lord, no.
Because of the meat processing plants that have been shut down. They had like huge coronaviruses inside of these meat plants.
Mm-hmm.
So Costco said that they're going to begin limiting people to 3 packages of meat per shopper, and other grocery chains are doing the same thing.
That's a good amount. That should last you, a couple weeks.
I got all the meat I need in the freezer.
Oh.
I really don't eat meat every day, though, like that.
For real?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I be feeling lightheaded when I don't have meat.
What?
For real. Seriously. For real.
What do you mean lightheaded?
Fam, like, okay, so I like one day I'm like, all right, bet I'm gonna just eat fruits and vegetables today, right? So I be okay at about 12:30. But at like 5 o'clock get here, I'm like, dog, I gotta break it. I need some meat, dog. My head just be lightheaded.
Do you think it could be something that's just in your mind? Because I've been experiencing,
maybe.
I have a very powerful mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day after the show, I get sick between 11 and 3:30 p.m. I start feeling funny. I take my temperature and it's always fine. I think it's because we talk about the coronavirus for 4.5 hours to the point where my mind just tells me that I have it every day.
Maybe.
Then I wake up from my nap and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And then I go about the rest of my day.
You know, it might be something to that, Shay.
I really think it is. I need a little break. I think I'm going to take some days off.
No, you're not.
No, I really am. I need to take some days off because I've been really feeling overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie. I really have.
What about the show?
What about my health?
The show or your health? Which one?
My
Which one
health,
you picking?
Fam.
Okay.
My health.
You're supposed to die for this.
Bye. My name ain't on this.
Give me a reason to
My name ain't on this.
The Morning Grind with who?
Shay and Shine.
Your name is on it.
You know how many other morning shows been in this same building?
Oh, Lord.
And it was all good till it wasn't?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I'm a realist out here in these streets. What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men? That got to do with what we talk about.
There's multiple people on the show.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
Morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the upper 60s today. Right now, you're cloudy at 52 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, Portia Williams has opened up about her fiancé Dennis McKinley's infidelity.
Mm.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta star talked about postpartum depression and that being the reason that he say he cheated on her.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that dirty, dirty?
Yeah, I've never been in that position where I have a young lady pregnant. So I don't know how either party feels, but coming off the riff and just thinking about it from the outside, it seems pretty bad.
She said, quote, "When he told me he cheated because of postpartum, I took it and it rolled right off my back like water off a duck's back." Wow. Because first of all, we were still having sex. He was my biggest support system while I was going through it. So I knew that was just something that maybe had a piece of it, you know, but I knew that wasn't the whole reason of why he had stepped out. She continued, people, when they talk about infidelity, they try to make up these big, big, deep reasons. And really what it was could have been that we got together so fast and this chick was still there. Maybe I wasn't around and he just made a phone call. It could be really simple. It doesn't have to be that deep. I think once we kept going to counseling, he came to that he did it because he was selfish. And that's something he wanted to do.
You ladies go through a lot, man. Y'all do. You know, the postpartum thing is a serious situation.
Michelle Obama has dropped a sneak peek of her upcoming Netflix documentary, Becoming. I will be front and center. It releases tomorrow. And you did pay the Netflix bill, right?
Maybe.
I am from the south side of Chicago. That tells you as much about me as you need to know. It was a typical working class community. Some good music, some good barbecue, some good times. So little of who I am happened in those 8 years. So much more of who I was happened before. In high school, your guidance counselor didn't see in you what you saw in yourself. Yeah.
She decided I was reaching too high.
How did you, as a black woman, persevere?
We can't afford to wait for the world to be equal, to start feeling seen.
Okay.
One of the best books that I read of 2019. Great, great, great work.
I did check out Netflix this past weekend. I didn't know Mo Money was on there.
Oh, okay. Talking about the first lady and you bring up Mo Money.
Because you took my Netflix.
Speaking of Netflix, did you see Tiger King?
No.
Well, apparently, Nicolas Cage has, and he has signed on to star as Joe Exotic in an 8-episode series for CBS Television Studios.
Okay, I'm confused now. Wasn't Tiger King like a real story or something?
Yeah, it's a documentary about a man who owned a zoo.
What is the need for something else?
It's an extreme show. I mean, it's... couldn't write a script as flowery and as explosive and cuckoo crazy as The Tiger King. Because you've not seen it, you should probably just opt out of this part because you won't understand.
I'm just asking because, okay, so if they
won't understand. Haven't seen it.
I'm just saying, if they make, if they come out with a movie starring you and I, okay, right? They do a documentary about the morning grind. And then a month later, they come out with a fake documentary starring a fake Brian and a fake Shay.
Not a fake documentary. People make movies all the time about real people's lives.
But it just happened, though.
It was a documentary. It wasn't a scripted thing. It was actually a documentary with the real people. So now they're going to do a movie about it, just like there's documentaries about Whitney Houston, and there's also a movie about Whitney Houston. It happens all the time.
Not this quickly, but okay.
Happens all the time.
This quickly?
But you don't understand because you've not seen it. This is a big, big phenomenon, and a lot of people are really into The Tiger King. So you don't get it. Like I'm saying, go watch it, and then you'll maybe understand.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because, first of all, I done called all my bank cards. I done checked all my open and closed accounts. I done harassed the mailman and the mail lady. I done smoked all my weed. I done basically spent the stimulus money, and I don't even get no stimulus money. I had plans for that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I was going to buy my mama something. I was going to pay my pimp, and I was going to buy me a couple of zips, and that's why I'm mad.
Did you say you was going to pay your pimp?
Yes, I was going to pay my pimp. I was going to put 20 in my tank. I was going to kick my mama down, and that's what it was, and I don't got no stimulus money coming. I want to know what's up.
Did you work in 2018 and 2019?
I worked every day. Every day of my life.
Then why you ain't getting no money? I know you made more than $75,000.
I don't know what I made, but a lot of this stuff ain't county folk, and I can't file it. You feel me?
I mean, if you need a new pimp, you know.
Oh, Brian.
No, I still got to pay this man. I still got to pay him. He be back in town in a couple days. I got half his money. I had plans on putting 20 in my tank just for me, and I don't even get to do none of that. So I basically just spent money that I ain't even got now.
I don't know what to do with this, Brian.
You need to get with a winner and leave that chicken dinner.
Man, that man ain't nothing but steak and potatoes. You got him bent, baby.
Bye, Miss Cindy.
Bye, y'all. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's all you got to do is react. When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving Tuesday now. Usually it happens in December, Brian, but because of the pandemic, they decided to make a new day to raise funds to help folks who are meeting the needs of folks in our community. We're going to be talking with Tracy Russell from Nurture KC. They provide services for a program called Healthy Start, which includes diaper distribution for folks in need. And you can help them in their work. Details coming up at 7:52. I gave some money already this morning to my alma mater, Johnson C. Smith University, for Giving Tuesday now. A lot of students who still need help. Students who may not have families to go back to, and they're still going on campus to get toiletries and other supplies out of the store that we have on campus. So,
can you imagine being a broke college student during this time? It was hard enough during regular times, but
woo. Well, look, I got some really tough character from being in college and broke. Is there any organization you want to give to today?
I need to do a little research. Maybe I need to give to the Shea Moore DMV project.
I need help with this. I got this Missouri license plate renewal notice in the mail, and I was befuddled because I just broke them off like $200 and change back in December when they asked me for the property tax stuff. So I was like, what y'all want now? Apparently you have to pay for the sticker. How come I don't remember paying for this. I've been in Kansas City, it'll be 5 years in September. I do not remember paying for this. Oh, I got a new car last year. Maybe that's what it was.
That, and you have to get the new stickers every time it expires.
So I must have had my old car sticker for 2 years, mm-hmm. and then I bought a new ride. Mm-hmm. Cause I was totally like, what now? I'm telling you, Brian, in Missouri, y'all pay more for tag and making the ride legal. I'm not lying.
I want you to explain how it is in other states.
In New York, $50, that's it. Wow. Your car is right. In Texas, $50, and your car is right. When I lived in Atlanta, I paid no more than $150 every year, and everything was all in one. Y'all didn't ask for nothing twice a year and send me $30 more, and this is $200. No. Once you made the one payment, that was it.
Well, it's not like that here, unfortunately.
And why is it so expensive? I was like, why is it so hot to hit my car? This is why people be riding around dirty. People make jokes on Facebook about this, but it's real. It's almost like you're penalizing people for being poor.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, that's a real thing, because I rode around on temp tags forever, okay? Forever when I was in high school. So that's true what you're saying. I wish it was that easy here, but it's just not. That ain't how it is.
And it's never over. That's the part. It's like, okay, you can, you know, mollywop me once, but every year?
A big baller such as yourself, you'll be fine. You got it.
No, Brian.
Straight balling. Balling on teams.
Shut up.
You did that. I didn't do that. You said that.
You recorded that about something else. I don't even remember what we was talking about, but it wasn't this.
Well, get your coins together. You'll be all right.
They said they need 30 U.S. American dollars. $30.25. I didn't even see that, the 25 cent.
That's going to break you,
Shay. I almost threw this in the garbage because this little piece of paper, I was like, what is this?
That's going to break you to 25 cents?
Yes, that makes it worse. And then 2 years is $60.50. And then they tell me if I'm late, $5. I'm Devastator.
Balling on 10.
Well, hopefully Stacey Shaw
can
give you some legal advice on that matter. We got her coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, y'all.
Straight balling.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Giving Tuesday now, Cinco de Mayo, and Teacher Appreciation Day.
So many things.
Shouts out to all the teachers that go into work every day with love, concern, and care for their students and those who have had to transition to online learning.
It's a hard job, Shay. Some of those teachers feed off the children too, so I know it makes it a little more difficult during the coronavirus.
One of my friends, Kashara Reed, is a teacher, and she's got two young ones at home herself. So not only is she teaching her own children, but she's got her 30 kids that are under her care as well, that she's trying to make sure is taken care of. And for that, we salute all of the teachers who are pulling double duty now. Shouts out to Dr. D at State Street Elementary in Topeka. Carolyn Gatewood at Ewing Marion Kaufman School, Center Middle School in South Kansas City. What up? Janae Johnson and Bonnie Shea at Hogan Prep Academy. Katie ZK and Coach Carney from Southeast High School. Mrs. Powell at Southwood Elementary in Raytown School District. Sending major love to Alvis O'Hara Spearman Jr., New Chelsea Elementary in USD 500. Hickman Mills School District, Emily Walpers at Ruskin, Leah LeFevre, Cynthia Gron at Ruskin, and Valerie Sabino at Smith Hale Middle School. Latasha Buchanan, KCPS. Marissa Morris at Redbridge Elementary, Megan Couch at Center Middle. Shout out to Mr. Kraft, fourth grade teacher at Pitcher Elementary in KC Moe. Connie Phillips at Riverside Elementary in Wathena, Kansas. Tracy Merritt, Carla Kinder, Sharon Bird, Jessica Bird, Nola Faulkner, Tammy Williams, Anika, Nicole Prim, all are Sarahs of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and teachers. Ooh, child, it's more people than I thought. Miss Kimberly White, fifth grade at University Academy, first grade at University Academy, Ruskin High School, Miss Kim Sixta, Miss Carla Soleil, Miss Bethany Kelly, and Colonel Ivan Glasgow, Elvira Hurley at Coronado Middle, and Miss Wilcox, Miss Harper, Miss Renee, Miss Sharples, Miss Joe, and Miss Horn from Troost Elementary.
Thank you, all of your teachers. I know sometimes it can be a thankless job, and you got a lot to deal with, but on this day, we salute you. Because you are the backbone of this country. Seriously.
Yes, Brian.
Yes.
It's about time to get taught about this legal advice straight up.
I think her phone got disconnected.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay, well, just hang that up.
Yeah, we'll get back.
Let her, hold on, just hang that up. She'll call right back.
Like right now?
Or, yeah.
Oh, there it
See,
is.
See, you had to hang it up.
There we did. Stacey Shaw, good morning.
Good morning. Well, today we're going to be talking about getting back to the basics. What to do if you get a traffic ticket. So I'm one of the people that answers the phone at the law firm as well, and I still get that question every single day. So I'm going to be back at 7:35 breaking it down for you.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23, look for highs in the upper 60s, sunny and 51 right now in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
I see those old double personality Gemini sniffing around, but it's yet time for the Taurus. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter Craig David, who's 39 today. To Harry Jose, reality TV star, is 41. Widow of Kobe Bryant, Vanessa Bryant, is 38 years old today. Singer Adele is 32 today. Hey, the bass version.
You mean New Orleans? New Orleans bounce?
Yeah. That's what I call the bass. And R&B singer Chris Brown is out here, 31. Dancing real capper-ish right now.
Yeah. You and me, yeah. Hey, happy birthday everybody born on Cinco de Mayo.
KC Chiefs running back Damian Williams, who scored 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns in the Super Bowl, was robbed, child.
Oh, no!
He was checking into his Airbnb home in L.A. So, three assailants broke into the property through the back door, and they got away with about $1,000 in cash.
Damn. That's it?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Maybe they didn't have a lot on them yet. You know, they just checked in, so they didn't have nothing really on them.
I tell you what, if you're not from L.A., they look for you. They rob for fun.
We're told the men surrounded Williams and his crew, and even the suspects did not brandish a weapon. So I wonder what they did to get them to unask that money.
They did the old pocket watch. Oh, you know, they had something in their pocket. Like,
freeze!
Freeze! Stick them up!
Stick them up!
Now, I'm glad Damien is all right. But, dog, Damien Williams, listen, man, we in the town. You from here. You a Super Bowl hero. I got goons on deck, dog. We can go right to 12th Street right now. The dozens, cousin. What's happening?
Oh, God. So, Ray J says that his wife, Princess Love, won't let him see his children until he has been quarantined for 14 days.
I go get my kids.
She said, look, he keeps leaving the house, going to Vegas, doing God knows what, so he could be exposed to coronavirus. She's trying to protect the health of her kids. I'm not mad.
I get it.
Stay your butt in this house.
Why he gotta be doing who knows what, though? How come he can't be out making business moves?
Who's out doing business right now?
Ray J.
With his Raycon,
that's right,
earbuds.
And the motor scooters and the glasses, all that.
Nobody's out there buying that, fam. He's an entrepreneur. Nobody's out here doing business right now.
I get it, though. She's trying to
Warren Buffett
the
in the house. Everybody in the house right now.
You don't know Warren Buffett in the house. You don't know that.
I hate arguing with you every day on this radio.
Well, just agree with me and know that I'm right.
No, because no, sugar.
That's all you got to do.
No.
Speaking of arguing.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's good to have a lawyer in the family, Brian.
Hey, Stacey Shaw, let's get right to it.
Okay, well, today we're going to be going back to the basics. As I'm answering phone calls at the law firm, people are asking, well, what happens when I get this traffic ticket? So when you get a moving violation, that is something that you do while the car is moving. So not expired tags or a broken headlamp or something like that, like speeding, failing to abide a no turn signal or not using your blinker or something like that. That's called a moving violation. When you plead guilty by paying the ticket, you get points on your license. What are points? Well, in the state of Missouri, you only get 12 points accumulated over a year at one time before they revoke your license for a year. And so it's really important because that you watch your points. So if you do get a ticket that's either no insurance, speeding, or something like that, that you contact a lawyer because you would get points unless a lawyer does something called get an amendment. And that is negotiating with the prosecutor to get your charge changed from this moving violation like speeding to another violation called like illegal parking or some other non-moving violation. And so that way it does not get reported to your license because you do not accumulate points until you plead guilty. So they don't automatically go on your license and then you have to retract them. You don't get points until you pay the ticket without a lawyer. Okay. A lot of people say, well, you know what? I paid a ticket. Now my insurance is really high. And so when you you do pay the ticket, then your insurance will be able to pull your driving record, and they base your new insurance rate on that. And so if you do get a speeding ticket or a moving violation, make sure, again, you contact a lawyer to see what your options are. Sometimes when you combine the increase of insurance and the possibility of getting your license suspended, then it may be cheaper to go with a lawyer and pay a little bit higher for an amended fine. So people say, okay, well, my insurance is high, I need to get it lower. Have an attorney or yourself call the Department of Revenue to see what is on your driving record driving up your insurance. Because again, if you have convictions, then you would be able to do what's called a guilty plea set aside. That is when a lawyer files a motion with the judge, usually within a year of you pleading guilty to the ticket, which allows them to open back up the case, take away your guilty plea, and then get it amended. Okay, so this is, even though it's a really simple process, people have questions about this all the time. You can give my office a call at 816-359-1877. Again, I'm one of the people that answers the phone, and so you can also find me on social media at Stacey Shaw Law. Don't be afraid to send me an inbox, and you can check out my website online at StaceyShawLaw.com, where we have a free lease addendum. So remember, the lease moratoriums are ending May 18th. If you are negotiating a reduction or forgiveness of your rent, make sure that it's in writing. That's what that free lease addendum is for. And in the meantime, remember, today is Tuesday. We are advocating for complete peace on Tuesdays, and we wear black to commemorate victims of violence in Kansas City. Since we're at, since we're under the stay-at-home order partially, we're going full force back on May 15th. There still is an issue with domestic violence, so please complete peace on Tuesdays. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Giving Tuesday Now initiative, Brian, is a collaborative effort to unite and heal communities during the pandemic. Of course, we've got a lot of organizations in Kansas City that are meeting the needs of folks who are suffering right now. We're talking with Tracy Russell, Executive Director of Nurture KC.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Well, talk to us about what Nurture KC does and what you all need on this Giving Tuesday now.
Sure. So Nurture KC is a small Kansas City nonprofit, and we serve pregnant women and their children through 18 months of age. We really feel that this is one of the most important periods in development, and we want to ensure that these children and these families have a healthy start. We serve women from the zip codes of Kansas City with the highest rates of infant mortality.
And what's so astonishing about the infant mortality rates, Brian, is that socioeconomic education, it doesn't even matter. A lot of women of color in these areas are affected by it. So what exactly are you guys offering women who are in need?
Well, we have a program called Healthy Start, and we are the only urban program in Missouri that offers this. So it's one-on-one support to our moms so that they can get the education and the resources they need to have a safe pregnancy and a healthy baby. What we're proposing to do with Giving Tuesday is many of our families lost their jobs immediately with the impact of COVID-19. And so one of the needs that we heard very quickly was a need for food. And I think it's absolutely true that while everyone's affected by the pandemic, there are very disparate experiences. And for our families, that loss of basic services is what we're trying to fill. So with Nurture KC, every cent that we raise today and through the month of May will go directly to our families so that they can purchase groceries.
For those who need some of these resources that Nurture KC offers, are there any prerequisites that folks need to look out for?
Only that they must live in one of the zip codes that we serve through the Healthy Start program to make sure that we are addressing those who are in highest need. that is the prerequisite.
I'm on your Nurture KC Facebook page right now. There is a link provided for me to donate. I'm clicking it right now because I'm going to donate to your organization. Experiencing a pregnancy during this time, I can only imagine what folks are going through. Is there another way for folks to give?
I would say just go to the site. It is www.nurturekc.org/givingtuesday now. You can get there through various ways, either through the website. Of course, if you go to Nurture KC on Facebook, you can get there as well. And we certainly appreciate your donation today. Thanks so much.
Thank you for giving us this information and serving those who definitely need these services. NurtureKC.org. Thank you, Ms. Tracy Russell, for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
What up, B, man? It's time to flex on my ex, man. Because, see, every single girl that never dumped me on some BS because they didn't want the boy. Now the boy got a good job, and now they all looking fried and died, man. All of them. Can't keep their hair done, can't keep gas in their pocket, but they want to be all over me.
They want to be all over a player.
Oh, man, look, a player from the Himalayas can't get no more players.
You got your insurance, goodness. You got your benefits, you got your 401k.
Oh, man, look, she can't get none of it.
Zero, Shay.
You sound salty to me, though.
Y'all for them undercover brothers only there for one reason.
I don't know. You kind of sound like salt and vinegar potato chips right now, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you how tall I am.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Okay, that's good. That's a nice starting place.
We're going to start like that. We're going to start.
Just wish your exes well, baby. That's the best thing to go on
I
and just shine.
Get the job and the man they deserve.
See, look at
one.
That. That's right. My brother.
All right, bro. Have a good day, man.
That's your boy,
right. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the upper 60s today. Right now, you're sunny and 54 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
So this model, Selena Powell, says that she is the victim of Tory Lanez and his girlfriend, Kayla Garcia.
Victim of what?
Kaylin used to go with Joe Budden back in the day when they was on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Spill that tea.
Yeah, child. So anyway, she says that she was standing outside the rapper's home on Friday when he confronted her and tried to grab her phone. So that sounds like to me she might have been outside of his house filming something. That's what I gathered from that.
It could be that.
That's when she says she was blindsided by Kaylin, who approached her from the behind, wrapped her arm around her shoulder and neck, and pulled her to the ground. I'ma peel your face off like a grape. At that point, Garcia allegedly got into Lane's white Bentley and they peeled off.
Catch me outside, how about that?
She claimed that he was upset about her contacting him on Instagram and making fun of his hairline and that they've been engaged in an online beef. So why would you go to his house?
People are crazy.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
That's all. That's the answer to that.
Rick Ross's pregnant ex, Brianna Camille, has filed paternity suit against the rapper.
Ricky Rose ain't getting it in, huh?
Since they broken up, Camille is raising their two kids, Berkeley and Billion, by herself.
Berkeley and Billion?
That's the baby name, Billion. You don't remember when he named the baby Billion?
I don't.
Yeah, child.
Okay. Well, Rose, you know what you've been doing, fam.
He's also reportedly expecting a child with another chick named Dej Gabrielle.
Another one.
Oh, Lord, don't get me salivating and fantasizing about things.
Oh, God. So I haven't been watching T.I. and Tunny's Family and Friends Hustle this season for some reason. I absolutely love the show. I can't remember when it comes on. I don't know why. Well, he was talking about attending Kanye West's Sunday service when it came to Atlanta.
Everything be going, man.
Everything be going good, bro.
That's great.
Playing, man.
That's good. I saw you went to a Sunday service the other day.
What are you?
With Kanye, yeah. So we at the CA, and the preacher who is really the preacher for the church, he called his other guy out there who he flew in from Houston. I don't know what his name was. He said, I need 20 people to give $1,000. Then he said, come on, get your blessings heard. Get my blessings heard. That is exactly the point I have been proving the whole while, that church is a racket. God is real.
Yeah,
religion,
God's real. So,
is a business.
Church is definitely a business, and I understand why it's a business. They have to keep the lights on.
Religion is a remote control. It's used to control the masses. Abiding by rules and standards that the heads of these religions never hold themselves to. God is real. Religion is not. Period.
You know, sometimes they say, man, you know, you got to get baptized again when the last one wear off. Yours done already wore off. I already know. I can see it.
What you think about that?
I think I'm going to just keep it like this. Y'all know I'm the biggest T.I. fan ever. It's my favorite rapper of all time. I'm not finna take religious or God advice from T.I. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not. Now, from Pastor Shay Moore,
well,
I might be willing to pass out a collection plate and put a couple dollars in it.
Well, my child, as with anything, there is good and then there is bad.
Hit me with it. Come on.
If you put your trust in any man, he will sorely disappoint you. This is why you place your faith in the one that will never let you down.
Amen.
The one who sacrificed his son yet for my sins and for yours.
Okay.
Now, if you believe what I have just said and you're saying amen in your cars and at home on your Alexa, send me a Cash App to pay Shay Moore.
See, this is what T.I. was talking about, that right there.
That, oh, dang.
That was talking about that right there.
Oh, my shot time.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Miranda.
All right, Miranda. Let's see what you got.
I know you mad, but so what? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up.
I'm on some new. I'm trying to throw my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better. No, I'm trying to make it work. It made me wanna say, ha, ba, ba, say, ba, ba, say, ba, ba to her, yeah.
I like her energy, yo. Don't say anything disrespectful. You won, girl.
Energy was good. Rhythm was off. We're going to qualify you for a chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash, all right?
Thank you.
Tell the town what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
KPRX Hot 103 Jam.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Balling on team. Straight balling.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.